Blog Talk Radio.
To pay careful attention, first of all, to verse 1, and even the name Paul is a picture of grace. His former name had been Saul, or small, and so this individual received a brand new name after his encounter with the living Christ on the road to Damascus. Very name is indicative of the grace of God. We read some things about the former character of Paul in the book of Acts and also in Galatians chapter 1. In fact, throughout his letters, we see what Paul's life had been and what his life had become after his encounter with Christ. It is significant that in the book of Acts, that after Paul had been fallen from his horse. The word, a particular word is used in the Greek text to indicate that this, when Paul got up from the ground, that he rose to newness of life. It was the same word that's used in the Gospels with regard to the resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Yeshu in English. And so the very name Paul should be exciting. It should really be very important for us to want to go into further study about what God had done for him and what God can do for us. And notice, Paul calls himself a sent one of Jesus Christ, or apostle. That is, one who has been set off or was set out on a mission, specific mission for God. And very honestly today, I have no understanding of all these terms, which are, for instance, this term missional or missional imperative. I have not seen that in the New Testament documents. I have no understanding of the philosophical or content for such terms. But be that as it may, always go back and reference the Word of God for anything that one might read in theology books. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. The preposition by has been transliterated as a transliteration of the word dia in the Greek. By the will of God. Thelematos is the word for the will of God here. To the saints. Now, in the New Testament, the word saints does not refer to those who are saintly, let us say, those individuals who have no faults or no problems, existential problems, does not mean that at all. The word saints in the New Testament, or hagios, in the plural, refers to those who have refers to a positional truth in Christ. A positional truth in Christ, which are at Ephesus, or in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And nowhere will you read in Paul's letters or in the epistles of Peter or in the writings of John. One will not read anything about being a sinner saved by grace. That is not New Testament teaching. There's no such thing. There's no such statement, sentence, to be found in the New Testament at all. Grace charis to you, and peace out from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed. In verse 3, Eulogetos, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us in the Greek, not with, all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, literally. In the heavenlies. And notice Paul's great prepositional phrase that he uses in verse 1. At the end of verse 1, before the colon, in Christ Jesus, or in Christos. And also at the end of verse 3, just before the colon, in my Bible, in Christ, verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the cosmos, or the throwing down of what has been called the physical universe. And please understand that when we say physical universe, we are using descriptors that are not quite accurate, that we should be holy and without blame, that is unblemished. The word holy means is an adjective, which means to be set apart unto God. It means to be set aside unto God. Without blame, that is unblemished. That we should be holy and without blame before Him. Paul uses very wonderful terms. In Christ, in Him, in love. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Another great and important doctrine in the New Testament. The doctrine of adoption. We have been adopted into the family of God. God adopted all of us. We all have been adopted by Him. By Christ, by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His charis, or grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Now, the words, made us accepted in the Beloved, or made us accepted, in the Greek is one word, karitou, which means karitou, acceptance. Now, the word here for acceptance in the Greek is quite different from the word acceptance as it is used in psychology. Now, in psychology, the word acceptance means to assent to the reality of the situation, often negative or uncomfortable, without protest. And literally the word acceptance, as used in psychology, means acquiescence, or to find rest in a situation, once again, that is often negative or uncomfortable, without protest. I want to say this morning that the term acceptance, as used here by Paul, means literally to give grace to. It does not mean to bestow favor upon. It means to give grace to. To give acceptance to. And so it is very different. We see the power and the love of God at work on our behalf in this term, in that He accepts us regardless of our path. I want to read something to you, a very important passage from a book called Trauma and Recovery. The author, Herman, M.D. The book is entitled, once again, Trauma and Recovery, The Aftermath of Violence from Domestic Abuse to Political Terror. She writes this, quote, people in captivity become adept practitioners of the arts of altered consciousness. Through the practice of dissociation, voluntary thought or voluntary thought suppression, minimization, and sometimes outright denial, they learn to alter an unbearable reality. Ordinary, psychological language does not have a name for this complex array of mental maneuvers, at once conscious and unconscious. Perhaps the best name for it is doublethink. In Orwell's definition, doublethink means the power to hold or the power of holding two contradictory beliefs in one's mind simultaneously and accepting both of them. The person knows in which direction his memories must be altered. He therefore knows that he is playing tricks with reality. But by the exercise of doublethink, he also satisfies himself that reality is not violated. The process has to be conscious, or it would not be carried out with sufficient precision. But it also has to be unconscious, or it will bring with it a feeling of falsity. Even in using the word doublethink, it is necessary to exercise doublethink. The ability to hold contradictory beliefs simultaneously is one characteristic of trance states. The ability to alter perception is another. Prisoners frequently instruct one another in the induction of these states through chanting simple hypnotic techniques. Unquote. In my counseling with persons who were the victims of childhood sexual abuse, I have found them unable to accept themselves for who they are. It takes a lot of time and patience to stand that they are accepted by God. And that God does not see them as damaged, as unlovable at times too. That is for these persons to really come to terms with the fact that they can be loved and are loved by God. God gives grace to, karitu. God gives acceptance to all of us. God knows, oida in Greek, God knows absolutely, or absolutely knows our past. God knows oida, or God absolutely knows our unbearable reality. God knows our trauma, our collective trauma, and our individual trauma. God knows our wounds. God does not reject. God does not stigmatize. Often persons who have been wounded and who cannot accept themselves are masters at self-stigmatization. Who knows who we are? Who knows our real guilt? And who knows and understands false guilt? A guilt that we have imposed upon ourselves because we feel we must. Well, the victim of childhood. childhood sexual abuse might think I did something to deserve what I suffered. God sees you, and God loves you. God accepts all of us. For God so loved the world that God forgives, and then we in turn forgive so that we may be set free. We forgive those who have sinned against us so that we might be free, so we may no longer bear the chain, the psychological chain of captivity, so that our wills might be set free, so that our emotions, our anger, fully experience our freedom or our acceptance in Christ. God receives the fragmented self. God receives the self who has become, or that has become, a master of doublethink. God receives and sees our hypervigilance, vigilance, I should say. God receives our darkness. God receives our self-hate, so we might learn to love ourselves so that we can once again look into a mirror and say, who have received or who have been given a shame identity or an identity of shame, and who has believed that lie, turn that lie into the truth. We are accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted in the Beloved, and the Beloved is Christ Jesus. God gives grace to us so that we might be set free, so that we might be transformed by grace. God is love. God is life. God is, that is, Theos is Phos. And in him is no darkness at all. God is love. There's no performance-based reality here. God, this is not about performance. God takes those weapons, those defenses that we have developed in order to protect ourselves, which in fact walls us off from life and from ourselves. Those defenses are walls. And God wants to give us grace. God wants to give us, according to verse 2 of Ephesians 1, grace and peace. God gives peace, his own peace. A cessation of conflict. God enables us to enjoy relationships. Do not risk coming to God. And God takes from our lives self-fulfilling prophecies of doom. God takes from us catastrophizing one small event, and then the whole of our lives unravel. God takes that away from us, and God gives us the understanding that we are whole, and that he is the one who binds up our wounds. He is the one who heals us and gives us new life in Christ. We are accepted in the Beloved. This is a very poignant truth, a very important truth, a vital truth. we must accept so that we might be set free. Calm my website, and there has been placed, has been put in place button, and please donate to this ministry if you have found this ministry helpful to you. I appreciate those who listen and those who support this ministry. Again, please go to JosiahRich.com, and if this ministry has been a blessing to you, please give to further this ministry.